open up the House Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government and Transportation and Economic Development. This morning is Monday, June 6, 2005. We are going to open a work session on House Bill 5143, the Oregon Department of Transportation. Susie.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, you have your work session papers in front of you. The first page is just history of the, or a summary of the governor's recommended budget and a history view of the budget. So I'm going to move to page two and review the technical adjustments and then move into the policy packages. The technical adjustments are the standard adjustments that are being made in all agency budgets relating to the Attorney General rate, PERS, and debt assessment reduction for a $4.5 million reduction in total funds. The second adjustment is to convert non-limited expenditures to expenditure limitations. They have some non-limited programs that they use for charging back to their respective programs, and since they can generally predict what those costs are going to be, they are not appropriate for a non-limited, so they are being converted. The department may need to request a rebalance of expenditure limitations during the interim once implementation of the budget is completed to ensure that expenditures are in the appropriate place, but there is no increase in expenditure limitations since it's already programmed into the program budget. Legislative Fiscal Office is also recommending that the vacancy saving adjustment factor that is allowed by the Department of Administrative Services not be allowed. That would be a savings of $3.4 million in the budget. The analysis shows that they would actually, with their actual savings in vacancies, they're actually about $20 million in savings, so this is not a significant decrease in their budget. Moving on to policy packages, I think what I'll do is I'll just go through the ones that are not recommended and any that have adjustments to them. The first one that's not recommended is Package 102, which provides $5.2 million revenue for capital construction projects via other funds revenue transfer. The second part of 102 is their capital construction budget. The House budget plan calls for only approving one of the projects that they've asked for, and that's the Sylvan Maintenance Station, because it is the third phase of a phased-in project. There is no capital construction being approved. Package 103 raises the annual fee from $15 to $20 for the three-day snow park permits fees from $7 to $9. It doesn't require legislative ratification because there hasn't been a fee increase, but the fee increase is not recommended. The House chair wants to make sure that the agency understands that the legislature is not in agreement with an increase in snow park fees. Let's see. There was the addition of a policy package to transfer Cape Blanco, Arrigo, and Ophir Rest Area to state parks. That wasn't in the governor's recommended budget. That came later, and that's being recommended. The next five packages, Package 105, is to continue one of five limited duration positions in the Highway Bridge Program, in the Operations Program, Preservation, Safety, and Modernization. And that is, these would be converted to permanent full-time positions. That's being recommended. And Package 106 is transferring of several positions within the agency among programs. There's no increase in expenditure limitation. It's just an internal movement of positions that's being recommended. And Package 202 and 203 were withdrawn by the agency. Package 206 is, again, another package moving positions within the agency. Those are being approved. 402 was withdrawn. 403 is lottery debt service. This is not recommended. It's just being removed from the budget until the substantive bill is decided. And the expenditure limitation will either follow that bill or go into the end of session bill. And that would be 403, which is the expenditure limitation that goes with the sale of the bonds. I think is 406. Yes, okay. 411 enhances usability of transportation trip planner. That's not recommended at this time because Congress hasn't acted on the bill, and it's dependent on approval of the transportation bill, the federal transportation bill, and the agency can come to the emergency board when that is authorized and funding is materializes, and that would be for special programs and transit, and also 412, which increases the payment for governmental units for equipment. It relies on the same pot of funds. 413 was approved. 421 was approved at a reduced level. The House budget plan calls for removing $3 million from the Willamette Valley passenger rail and shifting $400,000 from the general funds to other funds to be used by through the transportation operating fund or flexible federal funds if more of those monies can be made available. It's my understanding that there may be some ability to access some federal funds if some tighter accounting is done in the administrative portions of that, the thruway buses. And 474 was the first phase of the ODOT proposal to transfer ownership of the T building to DAS. This is not recommended. I'm going to read the recommendation because the House Chair wanted this on the record, that the legislative priority is to fund construction of highways, bridges, highway, and highway maintenance. Project plan requires ODOT employees to be moved to lease space during renovation with only some of the staff to be returned to the renovated building. The plan to sell to DAS is not revenue neutral and long-term costs higher than other options. Future plans would require continued leasing space and building new facilities at high cost to the Highway Trust Fund. Total cost for the project through 2011 are estimated at $40 million. ODOT is directed to develop renovation project that maintains ownership of the building in ODOT, reduces lease space by consolidating staff in ODOT building with report to the next legislative assembly if substantial progress is being made on OTIA 3 construction. And substantial is defined as more than 50% of the bridges are built, that there is actual work that you can touch. 475 is the proposal for 8 limited duration position. This is also not recommended because the legislature directed ODOT to implement the bridge program within existing positions and limitation, and that if additional resources required, it will need to be accommodated within the existing position allocation. $495 was approved with the adjustment of the PERS rate reduction, so it's approved at $405,807. This was to ratify the access management expenditure limitation. It's not the fee increase. The fee increase would be dealt with in the fee bill itself. But whether or not there is a fee increase, the expenditure still exists. And that's it. Everything else is approved. With the exception of 495, there's a PERS rate adjustment. So.
Director Warner, do you want to come on up?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Have you had an opportunity to look through this, or are you kind of getting a first shot at it right now?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm actually going through it, I think, with you this morning here now. So this is the first opportunity I really had a chance to see what was going on. I do know I did have an inkling that some of this was moving forward, so there's not a lot of surprises there in terms of what you have and the information was presented this morning.
Okay. It's my understanding that the Senate will have a bill coming that probably is not identical to this, and at some point will be matching those up.
Yes, Mr. Chair, the only change between this and the Senate version is the Willamette Valley passenger train.
Okay. So we're going to need a motion then at this point for the approval of that technical adjustments and policy packages. Yeah, of course, Representative.
Director, certainly, if you don't want to make any comments, don't. But I would be curious as to your comments about those packages that were not approved.
Mr. Chair, Representative Vaughan, I think that a number of the those that were recommended to not be funded are contingent on federal dollars, and I think what your staff is telling you is there's uncertainty in terms of the level of those federal dollars. So all of those that relate to increase federal dollars to do things like our trip check, provide additional funding for transit vehicles are all well understood, and we would expect to come back to you since the dollars are unclear now. I think that's a wise recommendation, and clearly feel good about that. The train, what you heard, is going to be an issue. That's clearly where there's some disagreement, so I expect that will be worked out. So that's one of the concerns in terms of is it one train or two, and again the recommendation here I believe would just be for one of those trains if I got the numbers properly. So as you know, there's two already. And in terms of the capital construction programs, I understand clearly the intent of the legislature to focus our efforts, as I think I've said to you before, our effort is being focused on providing transportation projects. Clearly, those are things that we'll come back to you again as the facilities continue to deteriorate. The problem doesn't go away. So, again, I understand the priorities and the direction and the recommendations from local staff. So I really don't have any other comments unless I'm missing
something. That we spent considerable amount of time talking about, even though they're smaller ticket items, were these maintenance stations, and the Sylvan one obviously is approved here, the others are not. Does that fit into the category you just described?
Mr. Chair, Representative Bakken, that is correct.
And the other thing that we spent considerable time, probably an inordinate amount of time on, was the snow park fees. And some comment maybe on that not being approved and how that affects your operations.
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Bakken, we had a good discussion about that in the committee meetings. I think you remember those. We were concerned that the balance would not be adequate to allow us to carry on in the event we had a normal year of snowfall. I think what staff is recommending to you is that based on the analysis, she believes that we can move forward through the next year. And if we need to do some adjustments to deal with an emergency in that, I think I would expect it would be okay for us to come back to the legislature and seek some approval. I see Mr. Tyndall coming up, and maybe he has a further comment.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair Smith, members of the committee. Doug Tyndall, Deputy Director, Department of Transportation. Relative to the snow park permit fee increase, I think if I read that very quickly, reflected the balance that was left in the account right now, and we can get through with that balance, we could get through a heavy winter.
Good.
Without running the program broke. The recommendation to increase the fees came from the Winter Recreation Advisory Committee, a committee that's advisory, citizen advisory committee to the Oregon Transportation Commission. And their thought was to maintain a balance in that account that will be adequate to allow funding for some surface repair in some snow parks. Without that fee increase, right, we'll be able to keep the snow removed. We won't be able to do the surface repair.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that the subcommittee approve the technical adjustments, the policy packages, and the budget notes as presented.
Really quick, I'm going to share a few thoughts here. This is actually my third session on the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, and I have to put on the record that I think the Oregon Department of Transportation does a very admirable job in the maintenance and administration of our gas tax dollars, and they're used efficiently, and I think your staff does a fabulous job. Once again, we don't always agree on everything, but that's the nature of this building. But I can truly say that I think the Department of Transportation does a very professional and adequate job for Oregon. In regard to the snow park fees, I've had a little bit of reluctance on that. I would like to know that there's more accessibility to getting the pass. I think there's a lot of folks who head up to the mountain, see the sign, and then have to juggle whether or not they're going to roll with trying to find where to buy it or take the ticket. And I think if there's a way to increase access to those passes, perhaps online or greater access, then I think I'd be open to it. And I share that just from a firsthand account of driving up the mountain, being reminded of the sign and wondering where I'm going to purchase that. That's one issue. Second issue, and Representative Avakian, please just give me 30 seconds here. In Morrow County in Heppner, there's a state highway that goes from the courthouse out to and past the fairgrounds, and that's a project that has been on your list and at one point was ready for construction. That project has not been completed yet, and I think the state of Oregon is leaving itself extremely vulnerable to a serious accident. You have blind corners next to an elementary school. Children are crossing the state highway, and I would strongly, strongly encourage you folks to look closely at getting that project done before a tragedy occurs, because it is just a matter of time, knowing the nature of that highway. You have log trucks coming through there 45 miles an hour, literally within 50 feet of an elementary school, of the corner of an elementary school. And so I don't know where that was or how that got moved down the list. Chances are is a communication between local government and you folks, but I would strongly encourage that to be moved further up the list. So, with that, we have a motion on the table to approve the technical adjustments and LFO recommendations on the policy packages. Any other discussion? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Susie.
Mr. Chair, I believe that the motion included the budget notes, and I just wanted to real quickly just explain what the two budget notes are. One is the budget note relating to working during the interim with the agency on their cash balance, their cash management strategies, and the second one has to do with working with the auto insurance industry and getting online access to insurance information.
Sure.
With item number 6 in your work session papers is to approve the budget bill in the amount of $2,712,563,540.4580.7 FTE by making adjustments to House Bill 5143, and that would be to move all of the language from House Bill 5070, which is the original bill, with the following numbers. Section 1 is the general fund. Section 2 is other funds. Section 3 is, Section 3 is federal funds. We add in Section 2 debt service because we moved that from non-limited to a limited expenditure limitation. In Section 3, we added driver and motor vehicle services for a federal fund limitation for their federal grant, and in Section 4, detailing the lottery debt service.
Folks have any thoughts on those recommendations from Ms. Jordan?
We're going to have to move this into 5143, right?
Correct.
Really
right,
quick.
I would
just really quick. We don't have a budget note on it, but the representative from District 59 has been working with the co-chairs, trying to get a second co-chair signature on some communication towers in the John Day Basin. It's about a $150,000 project, and I want to put on the record while he's still struggling to get that second signature that I think you have an emergency communications issue. Sheriff's deputy was tragically killed on a state highway when the deputy off duty went head on with a county road piece of road equipment, and unfortunately, because of the lack of communication in that area, they weren't able to get to that deputy quicker. And so the representative from District 59 has been working to try and develop a communication tower through the Department of Transportation, and I'd like you to know that's an important project from the consideration of the chair. And so I'd hope you would continue to try and figure out a way to make that happen while he continues to try and find his second signature. So I want to put that on the record. So, Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we insert into House Bill 5143 the language from House Bill 5070 with the changes in expenditure limitations that were just presented to us by Susie Jordan, our legislative fiscal officer.
Thank you. Representative Avakian moves to approve the amendments to House Bill 5143 with the due pass recommendation, I assume, to the full committee on ways and means.
With, yes.
Yeah. I'm just reading my script. So, is there any objections? Any other comments? Seeing none, it's approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Then we move to the performance measures, and the subcommittee was generally pleased with the performance measures. There are some that have been added, and I'm just going to refer to the ones that were added. I'm recommending that the agency develop a performance measure relating to the approach permits within 60 to 90 days. That was raised by the subcommittee during public hearings, and the new measure would need to be approved by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by August 1st, 2006. And then adding the measures that they keep internally on construction projects, the percentage of construction projects going to the contract on time, the percent of construction projects completed on time, with some indication of how many construction projects that they're working on, percent of projects completed within 90 days of the original contract completion date, percentage of projects completed on or under projected preliminary engineering right-of-way and construction costs, the number of jobs created by the construction program, and the percent of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business is involved in delivering construction program, and then adding a measure for the Board of Maritime Pilots license applications processed within statutory time frames, and the number of days between the time the Board of Maritime Pilot license application and notice of application disposition. And then the two customer service measures that are being added to all agencies would be added here. And I would point out that this agency has some very sophisticated customer service measures already, and that they may only need to add some of the elements that are included here into their measures.
Really quickly, I want to once again thank Director Warner for the good work that they do. I want to make sure that we remember a conversation we had back when we were a joint committee, and remember the importance of the role that small business, women, minorities, and emerging small business have on the Oregon Department of Transportation, and make sure that all Oregonians who are looking to do business with the Department of Transportation, whether small or large, have at least an equal opportunity to do that business. I know that's important to Senator Carter, and it's also equally important, I believe, to this committee as well.
Mr. Chair, I move that the subcommittee approve the agency's performance measures, including those additions that were just outlined for us by our legislative fiscal officer.
Representative Avakian moves to approve the additions to the performance measures as presented by LFO. Is there any discussion? Any dissension? Seeing none, so approved. Very quickly, before I assign a carrier to the full committee, I want to, put onto the record, in the interest of good government, I have a significant financial interest in a company that potentially would do business with clients who do business with the Oregon Department of Transportation. And so I just want to put that on the record, just like I have with, I think, every other agency in this entire budget. Unfortunately or fortunately, it's the nature of the work I do. So, Representative Avakian, would you be willing to carry this to the full committee?
Certainly.
Okay. And then with that, is to the floor as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Any other thoughts or comments?
Mr. Chair, maybe just to make sure we're clear, Mike Marsh from Department of Transportation on a couple of the packages. Looking at package 474 on the transportation building, in terms of the definition of coming back to next legislative session with more than 50% of the bridges built, just wanted to make sure it's clear that we can certainly come in and report to the next legislative assembly and come back, for that matter, to the emergency board and update the emergency board about delivery of projects. If the expectation is 50% of the bridges are actually completed by that time, that may not have occurred at that point. And so we're wanting to make sure that it's clear about what might be the expectation of the current plan. And if we could, we'd love to come to the emergency board in the interim and report about both the delivery package as well as to seek approval of design funds for the transportation building, showing what we've completed in line with our project plan right now. Is that a possibility, Mr. Chair? Or
I'm going to actually defer to Ms. Jordan. This was a recommendation that was new to me as well. So why don't I turn to Ms. Jordan?
Mr. Chair, the direction from the subcommittee chairs, or the House chair and the Senate chair, is that there be substantial progress on construction highway projects before you bring any building plans back to the legislature. And so you can report on anything you want, but if substantial progress isn't made, it's not going to be
Did I hear you say earlier that your understanding from your discussions was that substantial progress is completion of the projects, or does the progress be made on the projects?
Completion.
My understanding was 50%.
More than, yes.
Mr. Chair,
get a building.
I heard it pretty clearly.
I think that's one. That if as chair of the subcommittee, I can work with you folks in communications with the chairs, please let me be of assistance on that. But it does sound like we have pretty clear direction on that. So,
there one other, if I could.
Please.
It's the rail package number 421, and just making sure we're clear on that one. As I understand it, the reduction of the general fund brings it back to the one train, and then advises or directs us to seek additional federal funds, which we could use for, if we get that, for throughway services for bus. But that would not be able to be used for a train. And just want to make sure we're clear that it would be a reduction in the number of trains that are actually working in this coming biennium.
In my understanding from Ms. Jordan is that that's the one issue where there's a difference between the House and the Senate budget.
That's correct.
Okay. And there is a comment on package 475, Mr. Chair, indicating the positions that were requested, the implication might be that those are additional positions. Those are continuing current limited duration positions, and I just want to make sure that was clear so we are not going past the direction of additional positions. We would have been continuing the positions that currently exist.
Okay. So I'm clear on that. Then those eight limited duration positions, we're going to eliminate those.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
No, Mr. Chair, it's clear.
Sounds like we are going to be adjourned for the day. We will not have, I don't think we have committee tomorrow.
I think there are some substantive bills on the schedule for tomorrow.
There are, okay.